Yeah, as that solar eclipse crosses North America today, parts of 15 U.S. states will be within the path of totality. The areas where people will see the moon completely cover the sun. The total eclipse will first appear along Mexico's Pacific coast at around 11:07 a.m. our time, travel across a swath of the U.S. from Texas to Maine on into Canada. And according to NASA, about 31.5 million people live in the path of totality. That's the area where the moon will fully block out the sun. An additional 150 million people live within 200 miles of the path of totality. That is going to cause some problems for some small towns, you know, that will otherwise never see tourists because there's nothing to see there except farmland and grain silos. But you can see the sun get blotted out by the moon here in some of those spots. Not going to completely happen here, but Sari Custer, who is chief of science and curiosity at the Arizona Science Center, told Outspoken with Bruce and Gatos what is special about this eclipse and what our view will be.
Multiple places in North America will be able to see a complete coverage with a total eclipse. So that makes it pretty rare. Here in Phoenix, we'll see about 94. I'm jumping ahead. I'm getting really excited.
Okay.
About 64% coverage.
Okay. Sorry. 64%, but yes. Still a pretty good view.
That's right. So you're going to see that transit across the sun that's going to end up looking like a Cheshire Cat smile. It'll be a crescent smile when you see that eclipse.
Well,
so you'll still see something significant.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But we have to do this again, of course. That horrible 80s classic. Got to change the words on it, okay?
Nothing I can say.
About an 86% eclipse of the heart. Or what did she say?
Who
84?
Said you had to do that?
I did. Major U.S. cities in the path of totality include Austin, Waco, and Dallas, Texas, Little Rock, Arkansas, Indianapolis, Indiana, Dayton, and Cleveland, Ohio, Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse, New York, and Burlington, Vermont.
With so much cloud cover expected, though, we may actually have the best view here in Arizona.
I know. Although we do have a partly cloudy sky, as I look out right now, it would be obscured.
Right, but Jim Cross spoke to the National Weather Service, and they're expecting it to clear up in time.
Okay, that's good. Nocturnal animals could have their sleep schedules disturbed. Does that include Chad Benson, by the way? Just checking. And a handful of humans have been preaching that this eclipse is the end of the world or that it begins the end times or something like that. I heard some people were tying in the exceptional amount of cicadas that we will see this year with the eclipse to tell me it is definitely time, Jim, to repent and start living right.
You should do that anyway.
Right. Right. You shouldn't tie in time it out. I heard Jesus is coming back because of the eclipse. You better get your act together. Well, I don't know.
Maybe you should get your act together ahead of time.
Right? Corporate America is getting in on the act with specials, mainly food, of course. Krispy Kreme and Oreo teaming up with what they're calling the Total Solar Eclipse Donut, which is a glazed donut topped with black chocolate icing, silver sprinkles, and an Oreo cookie that's piped with buttercream and Oreo crumble icing. Since the word moon is literally in the name of moon pies, the company that makes them has introduced a limited edition eclipse carton marking a day that moon pie says is a day the moon wins. Maybe Frito-Lay feels a little differently because they manufacture sun chips. They're offering a freebie. It's today, and it lasts only as long as the eclipse itself. For 4 minutes and 27 seconds, astronaut Kelly Girardi has partnered with Frito-Lay to create the Solar Eclipse Limited Edition Pineapple Habanero and Black Bean Spicy Gouda Sun Chips. And you can enter to win a free bag starting at 11:33 our time today for 4 minutes and 27 seconds. And, of course, Pizza Hut couldn't miss out. Finally, Pizza Hut's Total Eclipse of the Hut promotion is going on today where you can get
not it. True. Is that really true?
That's what they're doing. Yeah. If they're not doing
find another eclipse song. Can't do I Wear My Sunglasses at Night. We got to find another
yeah,
one.
That's yeah. Yeah. But that doesn't even really tie in nearly
no,
as well
doesn't.
As
no.
a 64.5% total eclipse of the heart.
When I'm 64.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad. Okay. You can go back to the Beatles there if you want.